I'm talking to Sian Thomas and Whitney Clark, and we're going to be talking this afternoon about a very special Christmas lunch arranged for care leavers in Richmond. So welcome to you both to Radio Jackie. And I'm going to go with you first, Sian. If you can sort of tell me a little bit about the lunch, the format, how it started, because I believe this is not the first one you've held.
No, this is our sixth year. So it started in 2017. I'm a nurse and I'd worked in child protection and seen care leavers who are from age 18 to 25 spend Christmas Day on their own, or if not on their own, in things like hostels and semi-independent accommodation. And I really thought if we knew about it, the community knew about it, they'd want to do something about it. So we set up as a community group in 2017, and we are totally reliant on donations. So our first year, we had 50 young people come on the day, and our young people come from Kingston, Richmond and Hounslow, so really local to the centre of Richmond. We have a venue that we always keep really secret on the day as a surprise, and we've got 50 adults. Our list is already full. 50 adult care leavers coming this Christmas, and we've got 14 children because some of those young people are parents. So there's a lot of people coming. So a lot of our young people, all of our young people have experienced really trauma through their childhood. So it's really important that we have a response and that we're there for them on Christmas Day. So we're not in receipt of any government funding or anything like that. So the beauty of it is the community gives everything. So Whitney and I give our time, but we are reliant on donations of presents. You can imagine with 64 stockings to fill, it's absolutely huge. Donations of sellotape, wrapping paper, funds. We've got a Just Giving page, and you can find us at christmasdayrichmond.com.
That sounds amazing. And it must be a very special time for them to come together to talk about experiences and future projects. Do people just get together and talk? Is it a good time to talk for people in a Christmas environment?
Yeah. They arrive about 11 in the morning, and we leave at about, the guests start leaving around 5 o'clock. So it's a whole day event. And I want people to understand that. The whole reason for us is to reduce isolation, loneliness, and a feeling of love and care. And some people come and talk, but the beauty of us is you can come and be sad. You can come and be fed up. You can come and be happy. It's just being with people who are there for you on Christmas Day. Nobody's paid to be there. People are there because they want to be with each other in a different type of family on Christmas Day. We're not a religious event, but we're a day where the UK comes together with a family. And this is just a different type of family.
And what sort of spectrum of ages come? Is it a broad spectrum of age groups?
So between 18 and 25 are the adult guests. And our children this year range from 6 months old to the age of 10.
Goodness me. And how do they know about it? Can they apply through? Is there a care system that they can find to apply?
So now, because we're so well established, thank goodness, the young people know about us. So they self-refer. Or they will come through the local authority system, so through Kingston and Richmond Local Authority or Hounslow Local Authority. We do a first-come, first-served basis. It's not our business to assess who's more in need. How can you ever do that? But unfortunately, we cannot take everybody. But those on our waiting list, we will try and find something else for them or somewhere else or something else to sort of memorise their Christmas Day.
And what is the maximum number that can come along?
We have 50 adults is what we can. If you can imagine on Christmas Day, we have 50 adults, 50 guests, and we have 25 hosts and helpers there on the day. And then we have around 10 people doing the entertainment. So we're really looking for hairdressers, manicurists, people who can do massage. We're a magician we would love. We're really looking for entertainment on the days. If anybody's interested, please get in touch. If you haven't got transport, don't worry. We can put on taxis for you. But there's a lot of people in a room. So we've got a really big venue that's been gifted to us again this year.
And that venue's secret at the moment, I assume.
It's secret and the young people don't know where they're going. A taxi comes to pick them up on the day. There is no public transport on Christmas Day. So that's what we've got our Just Giving page for. A taxi will bring them there. We want them to have one day where they just don't have to worry about how to get anywhere or think of anywhere. We host them on Christmas Day. We serve their dinner and we want them to feel like kings and queens for the day.
And where might they normally be if they weren't able to come to you? Would they be with in care with another family? What could they be doing if they weren't with you?
So some of the young people, a lot of the young people would be on their own. I have spoken to young people who said, I used to just stay under the bed covers on Christmas Day. And there are some of the young people will be in hostels in semi-independent accommodation. So there would be staff involved there, but this is a different approach. This is a day where they look around the room and everyone has had the same experience of being in care, which is an absolute unique experience. And that is the beauty of it, really. Without this day, many of them would be alone or in circumstances they don't want to be in. And that didn't feel okay.
That's lovely. Sian, we'll have Radio Jackie listeners listening to this interview. What help can they give you other than financial? If we've got a few roving DJs out there, what are you looking for in terms of real help?
So this is the hardest year yet with presents. So if you look at the website, christmasdayrichmond.com, there is an Amazon wish list on there. If anyone could buy a present, we'd be so gratefully received. So far, we've only had 40 presents bought. And I think the cost of living is having an impact on people buying that, which is completely understandable. If they want to shop local, we've got two shops in Church Street, in Twickenham, Hare in the Moon and Rock, which they can go in there and choose presents and they will hold them and keep them for us. The Just Giving page would be wonderful. We would love people to come and help us wrap. That's at St. Mary's University in Twickenham on the 17th and 18th of December. So please get in touch if you would like to do that. So the beauty of it, you can give your time. If you haven't got the money, you can give yourself, which is the greatest thing you can give anyone. Our biggest ask as well, apart from presents, is entertainment. So hairdressers, we've got a barber, actually, a male barber, but hairdressers, manicurists, massage, magician, a DJ, if you know any Ed Sheeran, Stormzy, if you know anyone like that, then get them to email us and they're very welcome to come. We would love some great entertainment for our young people on the day.
Well, let's hope maybe Stormzy's listening because he lives in Newmarket.
Yeah, he's local.
Oh, he's a local boy, isn't he?
Yes.
So we could do a bit of Stormzy at the lunch.
Yes.
How long it starts, what time does it finish?
10:30 in the morning and it finishes around 5 p.m, 5 to 6. But the hairstylist can come for 90 minutes. It's not, 90 minutes. We will provide the taxi there and back if transport's a problem. 90 minutes just to do some haircuts for some people, some styling. Yeah, we're really flexible and open to any offers.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Now, Whitney, can I move on to you?
Hello. Hi.
Hi there. So tell me, when did you attend your first Christmas lunch?
Oh, so I think I'm on my sixth year, maybe. Yeah, so I first attended as a guest. I was fresh out of care, kind of just started living on my own, and kind of didn't really know where to put myself. And I heard about the Christmas Day dinner and said, yeah, I'd go along. And actually, it was Christmas Day, and I was like, no, I can't go. Like, my anxiety was so bad. But I had a phone call from one of the team, and I think it was Sean I actually spoke to. And I was like, I can't come. Like, I really don't want to come. And so we had a conversation, and actually, it was probably one of the best things that I ever chose to do, because from that year, I then became a volunteer because I knew how much a day like that meant to somebody like me. And so if I could help another care leaver, I felt like I was in a position to do so also. So yeah, since then I've been volunteering, and every year. So I will attend subgroup meetings, do interview panels. I'm kind of not subject to a subgroup, essentially. And subgroups are different groups that we have that organise, like, your entertainment, your food, your venue. So there's many, many subgroups, and so I'm not assigned to one. So I'm just a bit of a jelly bean here, there, and everywhere, which I kind of like, because then I can have oversight of what we're providing and what guests really need and want. So yeah, we became a charity this year, and I was honoured enough to ask to be a trustee, which I couldn't say no to. So I am now a trustee of the charity, Cocoon Care After Care. And it this day really just provides something that, you know, we often can't find within our own families, or if you're on your own, obviously you're not gonna find it there. And it takes you away from what the day represents. And as a nation, we all see it as spending time with family, you know, enjoying a good meal, opening presents. There's a lot of love around, and a lot of care leavers don't have that. And even if they do have a family, it's either toxic, or it's just not the right environment, or emotions are heightened around Christmas. So again, it just provides that space away from what society deem Christmas to be. And we kind of make it our own. And as Sean mentioned earlier, we're not, you know, we're not forced to speak. We're not forced to do anything. We can just go and just do what we want to do. And that's the beauty of it, really, because we make our own day. And it's nice to be surrounded by people who are just like you, who get you, who understand how you're feeling. And yeah, so it's just a day that is ours, really. And
absolutely. And what care environment were you in before you left?
Yeah, so I was in a foster placement. I've been in multiple foster placements from quite a young age. Some have worked out, some haven't. I wrote a thread on Twitter actually just yesterday about the John Lewis advert, as many people would have seen. And it's situated around foster care this year, and how important it is, and actually the awareness that it's raising. And so the thread was basically my journey through, you know, the care system, how as an 8-year-old girl with my twin sister standing at a stranger's door with, you know, very little belongings, scared, frightened. It's a lonely, lonely journey, because nobody will ever be in the same situation as you. And so going through the care system, and then, you know, being, I come from a very large family, and then, you know, continuously spending Christmas and other days with a foster family, and then, you know, moving out and living on your own at 18, given a whole huge of responsibility that you didn't ask for, that you kind of didn't want, that you didn't choose, to then just kind of be left to your own devices and be, yeah, left to ride solo. Because, you know, if you're a care leaver, you're often still assigned a worker, but they obviously are not working Christmas Day. So, yeah, you are left sort of on your own for quite a long period of time over Christmas. And so it just exhibits like all the feelings that you kind of go through whilst going through the care system. And that's almost feeling like you don't belong anywhere, because you know the people that you live with aren't particularly your family, and often sometimes you're shipped a respite through periods of festive seasons as well, and so it can be, yeah, quite difficult, and quite you're quite vulnerable.
So when you leave the care system you're in, what then happened to you? You had to move out, live on your own.
Yeah.
What support was available to you? Did you find a job, get into the big world?
Yeah, so I did move out, and I went to live in a flat of my own. And it wasn't as plain sailing. I'm quite an exception in terms of the normal care leaver, as we perceive them. We perceive care leavers in society as people that don't go very far in life, that are in debt, that are always in trouble, that don't know how to manage their money. And I'm quite an exception to that, because I budget very well. I currently do work. I work in the NHS as a peer support worker in mental health. I'm also an outreach worker and a youth worker working with young people. So I have managed to establish myself and find a path that works for me. But 4 years ago, I ended up in prison. So living on your own and kind of taking that journey and trying to discover where you kind of fit in life is really difficult when you kind of don't know and you're kind of not given a choice, but you have to find out kind of as you go. So you are assigned a what they call a personal assistant, and in Aldborough they will stay with you until you're 21, 25 if you're in further education, and they just kind of guide you to live independently. But again, they work 9 to 5 and don't work weekends. So often we find that care leave is often going to crisis at the weekend, you know, when there's no one around, at weekends and like in the evenings, they really struggle with obviously loneliness and kind of a bit despair, not really knowing what they're doing. A lot of care leavers are neat, and more than 50% do end up in a prison system also. So they're very huge statistics in terms of what care leavers achieve, but we do achieve once we're given the opportunity to. So yeah.
It's a very, very memorable journey you've had, but it looks like you've really taken the bull by the horns and you've decided you're going to move on from this. So what you're doing obviously in the NHS is wonderful. So what was the impact for you of the dinner that you attended?
I think it's knowing that, you know, there was somebody out there that actually didn't forget about us, because often care leavers and people that are looked after kind of merge into society and we almost forget that they're there until it's kind of brought to our attention. Yet there's somebody that's like living next door that could be a care leaver that, you know, doesn't have anyone. So I think to be surrounded by and to be thought of and to be, you know, at the heart of people's minds, and they've really put their all into everything. And I always say that a human's best asset is time, and I will always believe that, because you can never put a price on time. You can never take your time back. So once you give it, that's it. And so for people to give their time to support us, to, you know, see us through what is could be one of the most difficult days of the year, to provide us with love and support and like care, and just for somebody to listen to us as well, it really matters.
It sounds like it does, and thank you so much for telling me all about it. And well done for your involvement in Cocoon. Is Cocoon there to support people like yourself on days other than just Christmas Day throughout the year?
Yes.
Cocoon, someone we think that people can go to and ask for help, or be channeled into a job, or channeled into the environment where they can cope.
Yeah, so we do support care leavers all year round, we've helped a huge amount this year already, being only newly registered. We are starting to build partnerships with different organisations in the borough and outside of the borough. We're starting to get more people on board, so that when we need resources and kind of when we need stuff that will enable our care leavers to fully gain what they need, we have that. And the more we get established, the more kind of partnerships we can build, and making sure that our care leavers get what they need.
That's brilliant. Is there anything either you want to add before we finish up, Jean? I think Whitney's is a great advocate for what you've achieved today and what she's achieved in her life. You must be very proud of her.
Yeah, no, I thought every time Whitney speaks, I'm always a mess. She's incredible. She's a huge asset for us. We're so lucky to have Whitney in our lives, which is wonderful. I think Whitney's covered everything, really, but any support we can get, we're very, very grateful.
Well, thank you both of you for coming on to Radio Jackie, and we hope we can muster up as much support for what is an amazingly wonderful cause that you're doing. And good luck and have a wonderful time on Christmas Day. And if I hear of anybody that can help, I'll push them in your direction. Yeah.
Get Stormzy, please.
That's a tall order.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Bye.